Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
All right, as Sarah has already mentioned, the Suns begin the weekend still in the play-in tournament. That is because last night, the New Orleans Pelicans stood up, took down the Kings in Sacramento. Robust offensive performance. They have got the Kings' number. They also remain in sixth spot in the Western Conference entering this weekend's play. Suns tonight in Sacramento, and as Sarah has already laid out, they kind of got to win both games and hope for the best.
Yeah, I tell you what, the New Orleans Pelicans are rolling right now. Zion Williamson has decided he has put his hard hat and lunch pail on. 31 points last night, along with C.J. McCollum for 31. So, yeah. Pell starting to play some good basketball.
The Kings are not rolling. The Kings are not rolling right now.
The Kings are not rolling.
Good opportunity for the Suns.
Well, yes, it is. Karl-Anthony Towns returns tonight for Minnesota. The Suns have the Timberwolves on Sunday. So there you go. Now, you Arizona fans in the building, Tommy Lloyd is not going to Kentucky because the Kentucky Wildcats hired Mark Pope.
My former teammate.
Is that right?
Kentucky Wildcat. Yeah, we were, Pope and I were teammates up in Milwaukee together.
Wow.
Yeah, leaving BYU. He did a great job at BYU. Now he gets a job at his old alma mater. Yeah.
Wow.
You figure that, what a better fit than
a guy named Pope
at BYU, but I guess Kentucky works.
Listen, apparently Wildcats fans are all upset because they wanted a bigger name.
Kentucky Wildcats fans.
Yes.
Yeah. What did I say? Arizona.
No, Wildcats.
Yeah.
Just to clarify,
Kentucky Wildcats fans. Listen, and that's part of the reason why this job is not all that anymore. The expectations, the amount of cooks in that kitchen.
As far as I know, the bigger name said no. It's not like they didn't try.
Yep.
Yeah, he went after a few dudes. But, hey, listen, I'm sure Pope is extremely excited to be going back to his alma mater, trying to restore some glory there for
there you go.
For
I didn't know
squad.
You were a teammate. That's cool. So you like the hire. Is he?
I do like the hire. They're going to shoot. They're going to play fast like they did at BYU. They're going to shoot a ton of threes, over 30 threes a game. I think the SEC is going to be excited to have him.
All right, good. Cool. All right, in the You Should Not Be Surprised department, Tom Brady, during a podcast. During a podcast with his barber / social media influencer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Vic Blends is the guy's name. Vic Blends.
It is, yeah.
I don't even know what a barber is.
Yeah, right?
I've been bald for 30 years.
Right. And I don't get my hair cut, so we're in the same boat. So Tom Brady claims he's not opposed to returning to the NFL this year. And you know what?
And
so some people are thinking, all right, is this a joke? Is this a way to goose a podcast? And the answer to that is probably yes and yes. But he dropped the New England Patriots out there.
Stop it.
And you have to wonder if now that Bill Belichick is gone, whether Tom Brady wants to go and close that loop. I don't know. You never know with that guy.
That's like an earthquake in the National Football League.
Yeah, it is.
You surprised me with that one. You didn't tell me about that before. You said there was some Brady sound, but you didn't tell me that.
Well,
that big.
I like to keep you on your toes, man.
Nice surprise, Vic.
The Diamondbacks are at home this weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals. That means the return of Paul Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Who's struggling this year. Either way, it's a big weekend series marquee opponent. Hope the Diamondbacks have some good crowd figures. Brandon Pfaadt on the mound tonight. Like to see that baseball team getting to a good lane. You know what I mean? You big baseball fan?
I'm a big Goldschmidt fan. Excited to welcome him back into the Valley. He can do no wrong in my mind. And even if he's off to a slow start, you know he's coming out to show out for his fans that are going to be out there to support him.
It is true.
Paul Goldschmidt.
The Masters, as we mentioned at the very beginning, round two. Well, actually, they're completing round one as we speak. Bryson DeChambeau, a live golfer, lit up the place. He's at 8 under after his first round. And right behind him, Scottie Scheffler is one shot back, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, -6.
Yeah, that's 7 and 6 is what they are. Yeah, that's what it is. So
I got a few bucks on with my buddy on Scheffler, so I'm excited. He got off to a good start.
Yeah, and two things I think about this. Scottie Scheffler, I think, could run away with this thing, and what he did yesterday doesn't dissuade dissuade me from thinking that. And anybody but a LIV golfer winning this thing is fine with me. Anybody but a LIV golfer.
Not a fan of the LIV.
Well, it's just, you can feel what they've done to this sport. They had their Masters dinner the other night, and all these old timers, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, all these guys are saying, this is terrible how divided we have become. LIV golfers got all the marquee names, and they've got a terrible product. The PGA Tour's got the product and no names, and the whole thing's been disrupted. It's brutal.
Can't argue that point.
It's been absolutely brutal. We're also going to give you an update on the Arizona Coyotes. They released. Did they a statement on Instagram? Was that a?
Well,
we're not quite.
The social media retweeted or reposted, whatever the hell you call it now.
Yes.
A quote that was attributed to, but may or may not be
attributed to Coyotes ownership. But then when you ask Coyotes ownership, did you actually say this? No comment.
No
say
comment.
No comment on the comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's making a lot of sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. All right, that's what we're going. That's yep. what we're going today. Scott Williams yep. in for Vince.
And
yeah.
OJ Simpson still dead.
Too soon, Jarrett?
Well, no, I'm just updating people.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Did you why? Did you think there was going to be a resurrection or something
this time
with him?
Of year, you know.
Easter already happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. OJ Simpson's still dead.
In case Jarrett, anyone missed news yesterday.
I wonder if that is a preface to OJ Simpson jokes in the...
Nah,
oh, boy.
No, I don't, not really. Not
you, oh,
I don't
boy.
Make jokes about people.
Well, you haven't even written
die.
The kebab yet, so we don't know where you're going with yeah. it.
I'll let you know when he pulls up the blank document in about 30 minutes.
The free kebab. That's what he's here for.